John Herdman is the head coach of the Canadian men's national soccer team, and he joins us now on Prime Time. John, thanks for this. Did you follow what I just said? You need to know.
I'll tell you what, I'm pleased you've explained this. I'm all clear now. Thank you. I'm ready to go.
So where, you know, you guys played a CONCACAF Gold Cup game with Haiti and lost 3-2. I guess it was a couple of months ago now. A broad strokes question for you. Describe for us, the lay people, the state of Canadian men's soccer. It's been a good year plus now since you took over as head coach.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of levels to look at that question. I think firstly, you've got to look at what we've been doing underneath the men's national team, which is the work at our U17, U15 and Olympic programs. There's been a lot of work gone into trying to align the game and create some synergy across the whole system where, you know, our U15s just finished top four in CONCACAF. The U17s finished top four in CONCACAF, and we've managed to create some alignment with the MLS academies and starting that process with our new pro league in Canada, the CPL. So I think all in all, there's been some good work behind the scenes there. And the men's national team, well, we had a great winning run right up to the Gold Cup and a 45 minute, which led to some heartbreak, you know, a point where we were on the cusp, I think, of taking that big step forward with the men's team and just couldn't pull through in a 45 minute period. It was tough to swallow.
Now, John, the one side we got about the guys that are playing now, you mentioned some of the development programs that are going on. Is the challenge, and maybe, you know, enlighten me a bit about trying to develop but then retain Canadian players to play for Canada down the road versus other options that may be better?
Look, that's always going to be a challenge. You know, the players see opportunity in bigger countries that are guaranteed World Cup qualification and put them in a bigger shop window. I think that is changing. I mean, Alfonso was a big proponent of that he sort of signed his colours to Canada and has gone on to bigger and better things through probably a Gold Cup in 2017. And I'd expect to see the same for Jonathan David, who had a wonderful Gold Cup this time, breaking records for us. So I think there is a shift in that, and as I've suggested, the integration approaches where we're now in every province bringing our tactical and cultural frameworks to kids that are aspiring. We're in the MLS clubs, and we're actually running camps in the clubs to all those young players that get to see the national team badge. So, you know, a big part of what we've achieved over the last year and a half is to take the flag right down to the levels of those young players to put it right in their face and let them know that 2026 is on the horizon. And, you know, they could be part of that.
With John Herdman, the head coach of the Canadian men's national soccer team, it's Primetime Sports across the Sportsnet radio network. An old buddy, Jason DeVos, is doing a great job in putting all of this together alongside you. John, what I'm interested in how you have contributed to the building of this. And, you know, Tennis Canada is churning out some young players, both male and female now, and has us talking about the potential for a golden age of Canadian tennis, that there may be a major winner or two or three out there. We could go on and on about the growth of basketball in our country over the last quarter century. As you guys have been piecing this together, how much conversation have you had with the other sports entities across the country to help grow this thing?
Well, I think I was part of the Own the Podium program over the last 7 years, and I've had the opportunity to constantly coalesce with all of those sports, and those big brains are in rooms constantly talking about what pathways, the research around pathways. So a lot of that ideology has been brought across to the men's side, and it underpins the way that we're going about our business in football. So So, for example, the work me and Jason are doing, and alongside Stuart Neely and the people in my system, which are the Mauro Biellos, there's a complete alignment strategically. We've, you know, put content from our Excel high performance program into the coaching curriculum, the new youth license, the new club license that Jason's, you know, implemented throughout the country. Those clubs are now able to get access to the Excel player development framework, the tactical framework that's operated with our national teams. Their coaches get exposed to seminars and workshops and resources. And then, you know, that's at the provincial level. I've already talked about the integration at the MLS level, where, you know, those coaches are now starting to integrate into our national team coaching environments. Terry Dunfield is a great example in our U15s environment. It's just one of the names that have been part of understanding what happens at the international level. And obviously us going into the pro club environment, we're understanding what's happening there. Look, I've said this all along. This country has got no excuse to not be a top football nation. We just have to unite the country top to bottom and side to side. And again, you know, I missed a great opportunity with the Gold Cup. I think if we'd stepped forward and into a semi-final and then went on and won the thing, you know, a lot of people would have got behind us even further and started trusting the process. We've done it at youth level where we've stepped forward, and our senior men and under my leadership, we have to take that big step. We've had a couple of small wins, but we've got to take the big step to get that trust and get everyone looking in the same direction.
John, I talked to a guy named Kevin Dineen a few years ago, coached in the NHL, then was a late add to coach the Canadian women's hockey team. They won a gold medal when he was a coach. So not a lot of people have done that. You did. You've had success with the women's team. And I'm curious, do you coach identically? Is it like the different styles? I mean, how do you coach from an elite women's program to an elite men's program?
Yeah, funny enough, Kevin called me when he took the job, and we had a good two-hour conversation about some of the things he'd have to keep his mind open to. It's similar but different. I think, you know, philosophically, the game is still the same. The principles of play are still the same, but, you know, how you go about cultivating a culture and getting that level of support for a vision and the buy-in for a vision is different. You know, I think on the women's side, the opportunities outside of the national team weren't as great. And for the men, you know, ultimately they have to put that club program right at the forefront of their minds before the national team, and it's understandable given the dollar value and the opportunities there. So it's different. They're both high performing specimens, you know. They both want to compete, but they go about their business at times in different ways, and you have to tap into those ways.
With John Herdman, the head coach of the Canadian men's soccer team, and they have a home-and-home with Cuba coming up in Toronto September 7th, and then in the Cayman Islands, which will serve as the Cuban home game on September the 10th, then a home-and-home with the U.S. on the 15th of both October and November, the October game in Toronto. This all part of the CONCACAF Nations League, one of the precursors to World Cup qualification for 2022. Alphonso Davies is the name, John, that we all know, 19-year-old kid playing for Bayern Munich, stalwart for our country. The leash is off this kid. You had a star in Christine St. Clair with the women's side. What does Alphonso mean to the program at this particular point?
I think, you know, I've got a 15-year-old son, so, you know, I understand the impact he's having on this younger generation. You know, they all follow him on Instagram. They're checking in, and it's the idol. It's the opportunity. I think that people are seeing is real. Like when you see a kid 3 years older than you, able to achieve what he's achieved, it can only set the bar higher for Canadians. And I think that's what's starting to become evident for these young people. And, you know, Jonathan David, we had a breakout tournament at this at this Gold Cup. I mean, everyone knew about Jonathan behind the scenes, but, you know, becoming the leading goal scorer ahead of all the Mexican and US players was something to marvel at, really. And I think there's more to come. And Alfonso certainly, I think, led the way in that. But, you know, I think there's a lot more to come, and it'll be part of the norm for our country in the next 6 years, particularly with the World Cup being landed here. That 2026 World Cup is, I think, giving young Canadians that extra impetus to push on and go and search for a football career.
John, your first challenge is Cuba. What kind of challenge are the Cuba soccer team?
Well, what we've seen in the Gold Cup, I think we'll expect to see something different, you know, here at home and even more so away. You know, by the time we bumped into the Cubans in Game 3, they, you know, it had five players that had defected. They'd conceded over 10 goals, and it was a pretty dejected team. So we knew if we scored early, we could really put a knife through the heart of them. And that's what happened. We scored very early in that game, within 3 minutes, and you could see their heads went down, and then it was all about trying to break goal-scoring records in that game. I think it'll be different. The coaching philosophy's changed. The players, it's a different squad from what I can see that's coming in. And I'm absolutely sure they're hungry for redemption. So I'm assuming this will be a more unified and more focused Cuban team. But they'll have that fragility as well, knowing that, you know, Canada's just put 7 goals past them. So I think the critical thing for us is we can't take anything for granted. We've got to take care of business in a really professional way, but at the same time, enjoy the moment. And playing at home is those moments we have to enjoy in our careers.
John, you're a head coach of a national soccer team, and that is what we know you for. We sometimes forget that coaches, players are people too. So we've done some digging. You need to explain for us old school wrestling fans your obsession with the Ultimate Warrior. Where did this come from?
Oh, that's brilliant, man. You
huh?
Well, look, I haven't watched any wrestling for a long time. It was back in my teenage years that he was a legend. That's where I think my fighting spirit came from. The amount of times he came back, man. Hey, who else could come back as much as the Ultimate Warrior? Maybe Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. If we get one of your players on this program at some point and he tells us that John Herdman gave an Ultimate Warrior pregame speech once, then that's when we know. That's when we know that you've probably taken it just a little bit too far.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, I needed an Ultimate Warrior moment in that Haiti game.
Yes, you did.
I tell you what, when Atiba scored that third goal, I think we all felt that was us up, you know, shaking the ropes and off we were going again, but wasn't to be.
Well, John, the program continues to grow. The country is behind you. We thank you so much for this, and as things progress, we'll certainly be calling on you.
I'll keep pushing, and thanks again for your time. It's always a pleasure, especially talking about the Ultimate Warrior.
There you go. We do our digging here. John Herdman is the head coach of the Canadian men's national soccer team, the home and home with Cuba, part of the CONCACAF Nations League, on the 7th and 10th of September. The game on the 7th, right here in Toronto.